100-year rain events are becoming more common, and one of the culprits behind the resulting devastation is a broken water cycle, according to SDSU Professor Emeritus and former Dakota Lakes farm manager Dwayne Beck. Beck believes drained wetlands, tiling, cities of concrete, and a century of tillage limit water infiltration into the soil, leading to runoff and flooding.
But even a bigger thing is an annual crop will only take water out to maybe 3 feet. And most of the time, not that far. And then that next 3 or 6 or 7 feet of soil underneath that top 3 feet remains saturated all the time, year round. Whereas when we had the prairie, in dry years, you'd suck the water out of that low area, that deeper water would get sucked down. And then when you got a wet event, which wet events are going to happen, you had a place to put the water.
Beck believes repairing the water cycle will require rethinking public policy and changes in land use by reestablishing perennial plantings in rotation, reducing tillage, and diversifying cropping with high-residue crops. He reports science and an understanding of the water cycle can aid in reducing what he calls predictable catastrophes.
We know it's going to happen if we don't change anything, and one of those is one of our themes at Dakota Lakes is to be fossil fuel neutral by 2026. That's all related because it's related to the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and taking that out, getting the fossil fuel out of there.
He says soils managed with regenerative systems, which utilize soil health principles, are better able to take in heavy rains, mitigate massive floods, potentially saving lives and resources. I'm Pam Geppert on today's Dakota Farm Talk.